Proverbs 14:17 says, "He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated." We discussed those who are quick-triggered and soon angry, making fools of themselves in the process. But the second half of this proverb may seem a little out of place until you understand the point. "And a man of wicked devices is hated." That's the man who doesn't do anything rashly, but plots his revenge calmly and methodically. The wise man leaves revenge up to God. As the psalmist prayed in Psalm 94:1, "O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself." But the man of wicked devices is always conniving and thinking of ways to get one over on someone else. It's a trait seen in many characters of books, movies, and TV shows over the years. Nearly everything you see as a plot line in Hollywood originated in the Bible or comes from some other source influenced by the Bible, by the way. You had Eddie Haskell on Leave It to Beaver, Wile E. Coyote, Brutus on Popeye, and other cartoon characters, Nellie Olson on Little House on the Prairie. And you can tell I don't watch much mainstream TV anymore because I have no idea who that would be in today's shows. But those type of characters are purposely meant to operate pretty much like, well, like Satan. Paul described the wicked devices of Satan in 2 Corinthians 11:3, saying, "But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." God hates Satan. Christians hate Satan. Even many of Satan's children hate Satan. And eventually all of his children, including the majority who don't believe that they are children of Satan, will hate him for all of eternity for his wicked devices, as he promises good times and freedom only to enslave men and women in sin and take them to hell. False teachers pushing false gospels and false religion are agents of Satan who use wicked devices to ensnare people, keeping them from the truth and destroying men's souls. They visit you at your home and say smooth things. They invite you to their meetings and love you up and offer you this and that and make you feel welcome and tell you you're family. And they love you. But it's all a ploy to slowly get you into their clutches and fill you with their false teachings, which eventually makes you another victim of their cult. As 2 Peter 2:19 says, "While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage." When such people are exposed, they are hated. But many times it's too late for innumerable victims, and many such people are not even exposed for what they are until after they're dead. Joseph Smith's cult has sent untold millions to hell, rejecting the biblical Jesus and the biblical gospel. And outside of that Mormon cult, he's hated for doing so. Jim Jones was hailed as a hero for many years, but was being exposed as a devil-possessed madman when it was too late for thousands who had been whisked away to Jonestown, Guyana. Jones murdered nearly 1,000 people when all was said and done, and he became one of the most hated men in the world in 1978 and since then. The examples of renowned men of wicked devices who are hated could go on and on, but it happens on a smaller scale, millions of times over on a daily basis, as men and women connive and scheme and work to destroy others for various reasons, jealousy, greed, hatred, and anger. But a man of wicked devices is hated. God hates the heart of such people. We discussed back in Proverbs 6:16 through 19, the seven things that God hates. And it says in verse 18 that God hates an heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. I doubt that anyone listening to these devotionals has a goal of developing the kind of heart that God hates. But if we are motivated by a desire to please God, then we will not imagine wicked devices, but will pray for such people and let God enforce any revenge on His terms and according to His timing. We close with Paul's admonition in 1 Thessalonians 4:1. "Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more."